Toronto radio station Q107 says longtime host John Derringer will be stepping down following complaints from several former colleagues alleging he fostered a toxic work environment. The station, which is owned by Corus Entertainment, tweeted a statement Tuesday saying it has agreed to part ways with Derringer. The departure marks the end of the broadcaster's 22-year tenure as host of Derringer in the Morning. Q107 says its plans for the show are forthcoming. Former Q107 co-host Jennifer Valentine posted a 12-minute video to social media in May alleging repeated verbal abuse and gender discrimination by a co-worker whom she does not name. In subsequent days, other former colleagues made similar allegations against Derringer. Corus responded by putting Derringer in the Morning on hiatus pending an investigation, which is still underway, the media company said Tuesday. Corus remains committed to having a full, fair investigation that enables all relevant concerns under Corus Code of Conduct to be raised and treats all participants equally regardless of their current employment status, the company said in the Twitter statement. Valentine, meanwhile, said in a video statement posted to Twitter late Tuesday that the announcement was a step in the right direction and will hopefully set a precedent. But she said companies should be held accountable for what she said was the damaging conduct of their staff. Women, rather than being afraid, should be encouraged to speak up. If the investigation is continuing fairly, there will be answers as to why this situation was tolerated for so many years, Valentine said. She concluded the video by thanking people for reaching out with support, and with their own stories. Corus could not be immediately reached late Tuesday for a response. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2022. The Canadian Press.